Hi, welcome back to Power Talk. This is Tony Robbins. Tonight is going to be a very exciting evening, and I'm very, very pleased to be able to introduce to you a couple that have had a dramatic effect on the quality of my life. In fact, I believe that of all the Power Talks you've listened to, this may be one of the most important ones of all. This session, I think, will change your life as much as anything else that we can talk about. And the reason I say that is because no matter what it is you want in your life, a better relationship, you want to better your career, you want to have more impact on your children, you want to make more money, whatever you want, a more spiritual life, none of those things are even possible if you don't handle this area of your life called your energy and your health. And we're interesting as a society because we don't value our health and our bodies anywhere near as much as we do other things. I mean, most people value money much more. You look at people and they're rushing around and they're giving up their body, saying they have no time for it because they're busy trying to figure out how to earn more or make their career more profound. But they'll take time for that, or they'll take time for their kids, or they'll take time to figure out what to do in some other area of their life. But the body seems to be the last area we pay attention to. And yet it's the one that bites us the hardest. 1 out of 3 people now die of cancer, 1 out of 2 of heart disease in this country. And they're preventable diseases for the most part, according to the National Academy of Sciences. That says so much of it is diet and lifestyle related. But there's so much out there that confuses us about what to do. So we do what we're certain about. And my goal here is to make sure that you can get all those things you want, the great relationship with your kids, great career, great business. But I don't want you to be one of those people that's out there running around trying to make sure that you get it all, and then you lose you in the process. You know, richest man in the graveyard is not anybody's goal. And you all know the old story about Malcolm Forbes. They say, how much money did he leave when he died? The answer is all of it, right? Now, while that's a joke, it's also very true. So tonight, we really want to focus on a really dramatic way of looking at how to immediately impact the quality of your life and specifically your energy. Because energy is life. A lot of people think of health as being just the absence of disease. But health is really when all the systems of your body are operating at their highest efficiency, when you are optimized, when you really are mobilized as a human being, everything is in balance. And it's very hard to do that today with the way most of us are living. But I've found a couple, and a research scientist that is as brilliant as anyone I've ever met in my 21 years of focus in this area. And the reason I want to introduce him to you is because I think he can provide for you some answers tonight. One of those answers might be, well, what do I really do? Why, even though I'm eating really well or I'm working out really hard, how come I can't lose those last 10 or 15 pounds? I mean, I'm really exercising. I'm really driven. I mean, I can't understand my metabolism isn't high enough when I'm given this much. I think you're going to find the answer to that question at a real basic level. What can I do immediately to improve my energy? Because my diet seems to be good, but I still don't feel that zest I once did. Well, here's how to change that. And you'll understand why you don't feel the way you want to feel. Or if you're already feeling great, how can I maximize it? And then lastly, if you have a significant health challenge, tonight might be a second opinion. It might give you another way to look at that challenge and another area to pursue and educate yourself in that might give you some really dramatic new choices and opportunities. Now, the reason I'm so fascinated by this is because of my own experience. Most of you who are familiar with Power Talk or my work know that I've really prided myself on being Mr. Energy, right? You know, I'm the guy from the front of the room. I've got to be able to take 2,000 or 20,000 people at a time and carry them for 3 days of pure energy and keep them riveted. So you got to have a certain amount of energy to do that, to say the least. And a lot of that came from a set of principles that I created many years ago, or I elicited from others many years ago, which I call my living health principles. And what we're going to talk about today is totally in alignment with all of that, except one principle. You'll hear me reverse something I've taught for 10 or 15 years, because I've seen some new science that shows me the dramatic changes you can make by making just a few shifts in some of your dietary patterns. Anyway, I found myself in a position where I've continued to use that energy, but as the years have gone by, you know, I'm now 39 years old, I started to feel a little less. I started to feel burnt out. And I thought, well, you know, when you're doing 100 plus or 200 plus days on the road, you know, it kind of gets to you. But I thought, yeah, but I used to do it. And people say, well, you're getting older. And I didn't want to hear that one at all, right? And I don't believe it either. I have a friend that's 70 years old who now bench presses more than 400 pounds. He's one of the most fit, healthy, energetic people I know. Most people think of somebody in 70 as, you know, bent over and tired and exhausted and their life's ending. I mean, this man is my role model, so I know that a lot of that is belief systems. But at the same time, I had all this energy in the seminars and it was dynamic, but I just felt like I was going below my reserve, so to speak. You know, like I was giving my all, and at the end, oh my God, the recovery time was very, very intense. And I was using more of my mental drive to get the job done. And so I realized when you start feeling that exhausted and tired, even though you're working hard, what's probably building up is you're putting more energy out than you're having time to recoup. I was becoming enervated. And when you do that, your body stops working at its optimum levels. It's no longer at its total functional efficiency. And you start to build up toxicity in your system. So I needed to go on a cleanse. And so I decided I would do so. But before I did so, I thought, you know what I need to do? I need to go get a blood test and really see my blood. I'm a big believer in some of the scientific work done in Germany where you see people's live blood. Not the dried blood test alone where they stain it and change it, but where you see your blood and see what's really going on. Like, for example, if you have gone to Master University, you've probably had your own blood test because everyone there gets a blood test. And we get to see your red blood cells. They carry the oxygen to your system. And if you had a really fatty, traditionally fatty meal, an American meal, the kinds of fats, saturated fats your body can't deal with, those red blood cells stick together. And as they do, they move more slowly through the system. So you get less oxygen, you have less energy. So I thought, you know, maybe, you know, I think I'm eating well, but maybe, you know, that's happened. Long story shortened, and it's a long introduction, but I wanted to give you an idea why I'm so passionate about this. I found myself in a position where I went to go get a special kind of blood test. There used to be something called dark field microscopes, now these ultra light microscopes, where you can literally see in your blood to the level of things like candida and actually see it in the bloodstream. It's very fascinating. So I had my blood done, and it was very, very disturbing because I had been burning myself out, going with no reserves for so long that my immune system was really beat up. My white blood cells were ripped open, and I knew what that meant. It was very disturbing. And I was full of candida or yeast forms, which I've been reading about for years. And these candida were basically eating away my energy, consuming my glucose, the sugar in your body, and causing me to go out there and give all this energy but not have a reserve for it. And so as I did this blood test, the person said, listen, I can help you turn this around immediately. I said, well, show me what it means. They said, well, here's a woman who came in who's had severe health problems. Here's what her blood looks like. And it looks similar to mine. And she said, she's starting to degenerate, but here she is 30 days later. And they showed me an example of her blood on video, and it was totally pure. They said, in 30 days, she turned that around. I said, I'm sold. Let's do it. So they offered me some nutritional products. One of the challenges I traditionally have, and those of you who've been around me know that I've not promoted vitamins in my 20-plus year experience in this business, and I could have done it to make money, but most vitamins just go through the system. Most vitamins are not absorbed. Most of it ends up as expensive urine. And so I've never been big on that. And also, I don't want to do something. Anything will make you feel good for the moment. I wanted something that was scientific. And they said, come back in 30 days, and you'll see the difference in your blood. And they said, you really should meet this man, Dr. Young. And Dr. Robert Young, he's a genius in this area. He's a microbiologist who really made these distinctions, and I think you'd really like him. So long story short, I went away to Fiji. I went there for about 30 days. My wife, when she had her blood done, had a very different diet. She was eating animal products, so she had parasites in her blood. It was very scary to her. And you see this thing breaking out of a cell, like a worm form right there. It gets your full attention. And so I was saying to her, see, you shouldn't eat all those animal products, right? And she goes, well, look at you. You're not exactly a picture of health, right? So we had a good time. And we both made our changes in our diet. And we began what's called alkalize our system, which you're going to learn about in this session. Final portion of the story is this. 30 days later, I came in and my white blood cells are perfect. Candida completely outside of my body. And I didn't try to kill it off, as some people teach. And we'll talk about that. And Becky had no parasites in her system. That, not only did I feel extraordinary, but I thought, you know, whenever you cleanse, you feel extraordinary. I really got to see the difference in my blood. And I began to share this work with many other people. And then I met Dr. Young. And now, you know, I'm just a total fan. I'm a raving fan of the impact of his work. And I brought him to Master University. And I've seen the impact that he's had on people from 70 countries. Because at Life Mastery, we now test every single person's blood, and they get to see what's really going on, and then they get to see it afterwards. Within a few days or a few weeks, the drama, the dramatic shift is amazing. So that's kind of a long introduction, but I really wanted to give you a sense of how important this is. And Dr. Young is a scientist. He's a microbiologist, and he has spent his entire life focusing on the blood. So my goal by telling you all this was to get you excited enough so you'll stick with us, because he might get a little technical on us, and I've got to try and, you know, keep it really simple so that we all understand it. And I've had the privilege of being able to invite his wife Shelley with him as well, because she's the one who makes this really practical. Because in the middle of this, you might go, well, what can I eat? And Shelley will come in and to the rescue with her cape and say, here's the solution. Here's how you can eat so well and really enjoy yourself and have it really be effective. And she also is really a phenomenal communicator in helping to simplify this. So we're going to introduce the two of them now who've been patiently waiting here on the couch. And I'm going to start primarily with our focus on Dr. Young, and then we'll go to Shelley. But first of all, guys, thanks for coming.
Thank you, Tony. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. You have affected my life, you know, dramatically. I've always prided myself on health, as I've talked about. I've always had tons of energy. But your work gave me my reserves back. And I just want people to know that not only have you had a dramatic effect on my life and hundreds of thousands of other people, but I went to Dr. Neil Solomon. Some of you who are part of our Master University probably remember Dr. Solomon. He's used to be the head of nutrition at Johns Hopkins University. And also, he's the head of the United Nations Aging Council, and I think the council on head of the Council on Health and Science. And I asked him if he would come see you, because I said, some of the things this man has shown me are mind-boggling to me, but I don't have your medical background. Please come check it out. Tell me what you think. I've experienced this stuff, but maybe it's anecdotal. I've seen a change in my blood that's so dramatic, and I feel the change. And he promised me he'd come out and spend 2 hours with you, but as you know, he spent 2 days. And he ate your food, and he didn't want to leave, and he came back and said, Tony, my God, he has shown me things in the blood that I have not seen in 25-plus years. He said, this is extraordinary what this man is doing, and I know he's going to try and set up now this new study at Johns Hopkins and also, I guess, at Harvard to support some of the new discoveries you've made. But I just want to ask you, first, how do you become the guy that lives staring through a microscope and discovers these patterns about the blood that can change people's lives? I mean, where did this start for you? Maybe we should just start with that.
Well, it started at a very young age when I was about 6 years old. Rather than ordering or asking mom for the regular encyclopedias, I wanted the science encyclopedias.
Oh, that's interesting.
For Christmas, I asked for the Invisible Man so I could take out the parts of the body and put them back in again. I was ordering.
You're a scary fellow.
Yeah. I was asking mom and dad for college books, physiology books. They had some of the coolest pictures in them, you know, these little transparencies that you could just look at all the different parts and study how the body worked. And so Tony, it's been in my blood for a long, long time.
So to speak.
So to speak, right.
That's interesting. That's fascinating. Well, tell me something. You've made these discoveries. We'll talk about the discoveries. Let's just talk about something fundamental. Everybody out there would love to have more energy. And we live in a society where most people just don't have any energy. If there's any definition of society, it's lethargic, at least by my definition. Why do people struggle with having enough energy to make it through the day? What causes that? What's the basis of the challenge that we're seeing in most of society?
What I'm seeing in my research is what people don't perceive, and what I've learned through this research is that our foods need to be energetic, and we need to feed our bodies. Our bodies are bioelectrical, and we need to be providing those bioelectrical properties of foods that will not only nourish our bodies but provide energies. And so we're struggling for energies because our foods are basically dead. They contain no energy value, and now we can measure that energy values of different foods.
Yes, I guess traditionally in science we think of the value of foods and its caloric value. You look at it differently, I guess.
Well, not only caloric, but we look at carbohydrate or proteins and fats, and now we can look at whether a food is acid, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, or alkaline or base, or what the energy value of a food is. For example, an avocado would have an energy value of maybe 70 to 80 megahertz versus, let's say, a cooked food could be as low as 5 to 10 megahertz, and so the energy value would be considerably less.
And where that's important, I know in your research, is you've shown that different organs of the body overall have a certain amount of energy just to function at their peak. So I guess like the brain, the heart, some of the most the liver are what, in the 60, 70 megahertz
right.
that you need to function?
Yeah.
But most people's diets, I guess, they're eating things like hamburgers that are down at what level?
They're down about 3 to 5 megahertz. Chicken, the same, is down around 3 megahertz. In fact, as I measure cancer or tumors, when the body contains those tumors are measuring about 30 megahertz. And so
wow.
I perceive that death begins about 40 to 35 megahertz. And our diets, the American diet, is ranging between 10 to 30 megahertz. And so we're dragging, we're suffering from the energies that we need, and we're trying to stimulate our bodies through non-energetic foods, only getting the...
Like coffee and...
Exactly.
Right.
We're getting the sensation of energy, but it's an illusion. It's not real energy.
Right. So what we're really putting ourselves in a position is a deficit. It's like making deposits in the bank. If you need 70 megahertz to be at functional efficiency and you're only putting in 10 or 15 or 20, pretty soon you start to, I guess, drag down your nerve energy in your body. You start to pull. And pretty soon you're in a position where there's nothing to pull upon and you start to break down, I guess. Is that the metaphor?
Exactly. You're pulling. Rather than making energy deposits, you're making energy withdrawals.
Right.
And so when you're adding those foods, which are high in energy value, and this energy value can be measured in foods. Between 70 megahertz up to 350 megahertz, you're going to be making deposits and you're energetic. These are the live organic raw foods or even fresh juices that are so energetic versus those that are pasteurized or processed or cooked, which we refer to as dead foods, have very little or no energetic value.
So while not all proteins are equal in their value to our body in terms of energy, not all fats are equally good or bad, and not all carbohydrates are, obviously. So you have a way of measuring that. Megahertz is a technical term to most people, but it's really a measure, I guess, of the electrical energy available within those foods. Is that correct?
Of that matter. The energy that it's emitting.
Right.
And that can also be visualized using Krillian photography. You can actually see the energy coming off that matter through this process of photography, and it's beautiful art.
I think it's fascinating because while we may not understand the electrical side, although some people have heard megahertz with their computer. I guess computers used to be about 150 megahertz, then they went to 2, and now some of the supercomputers, or not super, but some of the stronger computers have up to 500 megahertz. But most people don't know what it's like to have that kind of energy charge that's in their computer, even in their own body.
Everything starts working faster, just like those high-frequency computers. Your brain starts operating at those higher frequencies, so you start thinking better,
right.
Processing better.
Right.
Everything within the human body electrically starts functioning better.
Well, I guess the brain sends messages to the body. These neurotransmitters are actually bioelectrical. Is that true?
That's correct.
All right. So in order for us to actually have our body functioning, we got to have that electrical circuit to complete the energy circuit so we can communicate, so everything functions. One of your products, it's a green drink that you have. Explain to me, what is this and what's the megahertz level here?
It's a concentration of grasses and leaves and stems that has a frequency, a harmonic frequency of 250 megahertz.
This
and
is
higher.
Like when you say grasses, like wheatgrass is one of these.
Wheatgrass, barley grass, kamut grass, straw grass, oat grass.
Why is there so much energy available in these grasses?
Well, I perceive that the grasses absorb the light through a process known as photosynthesis.
Right.
And that light or energy is held within structures, molecular structures of chlorophyll. That's held by a center atom of magnesium. And so when we eat these grasses, we're actually transmitting energy and light to our bodies.
Right. Now, a lot of people for years have talked about wheatgrass. It became popularized, I think, about 10 or 15 years ago. But when I understand that they're not the same, in other words, I can juice my wheatgrass, and as soon as I do that, it starts to change the structure of it. It still has great value for me. But I guess you've done something with this to make sure that energy goes back in. In other words, I guess when you disturb something, you change the electrical activity of it, like juicing a grass as an example.
Exactly.
Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, anytime you process anything, any food, any matter, you're going to disturb the energy value, and it's going to reduce in its harmonic frequency. And so that charge has to be put back on. And so we actually put that energy charge back upon that matter. Somewhat like if your battery is dead in your car, you get a fresh new battery, or you drive your car up and you bring the cables over and you re-jump your battery from the battery that's dead.
Right.
So recharge it or alkalize it.
So tell us, what is this acid-alkaline, you know, balance that we have to have? We all hear about pH. Mm-hmm. You know, what the heck does this mean? How does it affect our health?
It's so critical. It represents what's going on from within. Our bodies are bathed in alkalinity. It's essential that our cells are bathed in this. We've talked about, or you probably know about, shampoos that have to be pH balanced.
Right.
Our skin has to be a specific pH balance. Our digestion, in order for that to be carried off properly, has to be in a proper pH.